93.7, the river that goes Tom Petty, Free Falling, Dog and Joe Show, 93 minutes nonstop commercial free. We'll get that going here shortly. I don't know how many people have been following this. But you shouldn't be following if you're here in Sacramento, because you're either an A's fan or you're a Giants fan. There's no other way about it. If you're a Dodgers fan, you need to take your ass, your blue ass, down south, back to Los Angeles. No Dodger fans here. Ain't that right, Albert?
I'm an Angels fan, so...
Okay, that's okay. you and your little rally monkey can stay. You can stay. That's okay.
Why can you be an Angels fan but not a
because I'm not a Dodger fan.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. You can't have it. It's like this. It's like this. You can't be a Lakers fan in Sacramento. Mm. Can you?
I know a couple.
Yeah. But see, even Albert. Yeah. This is what's odd. Albert's an Angels fan because originally he's from L.A., but he's not a Lakers fan.
Oh, I hate the Lakers.
And you're a Kings fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
So how do you justify that?
Yeah,
why not an A's or a Giants fan?
Why not an A's or a Giants
fan?
Well, I don't dislike the A's or the Giants. So let me just say that. It's not like I despise them.
Well, no one cares if you don't like or you dislike them or they're okay or they're good or bad.
Yeah.
What about liking the Angels?
I love the Angels.
Yeah,
that's just my squad. I don't know.
I just
love them.
I get it.
They're just, I just love them.
Okay.
That's
sometimes
my team.
Sometimes you got to love the teams you come with, whether they do well or not.
I don't even know how I became a fan. I don't know. Maybe Angels in the Outfield because I was a child.
Great movie.
Probably. I think that's
there
what.
There you go.
Great
here
movie.
It is right there.
Well, the L.A. Dodgers, they got a right fielder. How do you say his name, Albert?
Yasiel Puig.
Yasiel Puig. Okay. He's the right fielder. He's the big bat on the team. He's had a big bat for a long, long time. And wasn't Puig? He was an A. Wasn't he an
no,
A?
No, no, no. He was always a
He's always been a Dodger?
Always been a Dodger.
He didn't come through it 1 year or two?
No, because he got smuggled into the United States to play baseball.
Yeah, he's Cuban.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Cuban dude.
He got smuggled in here.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's
the
cool.
Guy's got a huge bat. He's a big baseball sensation. I thought he was with the A's for a season or two. My mistake. But this is now the fourth time in 18 months that his house has been burglarized. And you remember we talked about this about a year or so ago. He was out, and I think they were in playoffs, or something was going on. There was a big game, and he was out playing baseball. He gets home while he was playing ball. His house was ransacked,
yes,
and people broke in.
Yes, I do remember that. Yep.
Fourth time in 18 months. It's the third time since Puig's current home in L.A. has been burglarized, and a second time this month.
Whoa!
And if you follow this on the news, a lot of sporting stars like Venus Williams, some other people have been popping up in the news. All these athletes are having break-ins while they're out playing games or matches.
Which is ridiculous. People spotting them out and keeping an eye on their stuff, knowing when they're going to be gone.
See, but this has gone from odd to bizarre coincidence to an inside job to not even inside job. This is himself ripping himself off.
The baseball player.
I think he's hiring people to break in, and I think what he's doing is he's got some sort of insurance scam going on. No way do you get ripped off four times in 18 months unless you're behind it. True or false?
I got to say, probably true. Or
what's
either
he
that
worth?
Or you got a terrible security system.
What's he worth,
he's,
Albert?
He's
Google
worth,
Google
Pigs. He's worth the millions, I know for sure.
Yeah, he's got enough to call ADT, is my point. So if these people keep breaking into your house four times in 18 months, come on. There's plenty of houses in Los Angeles that aren't getting broken into that often. This isn't even an inside job. This is him.
You think he's insurance frauding himself?
I think something's going on. There's more to this.
He signed a 7-year, $42 million contract with the Dodgers. So.
Okay. You can't tell me that kind of money doesn't allow you to hire armed guards or call the ADT and get better... Go to Costco at the very least and buy that damn camera kit for $149.
Get the ring, the doorbell ring.
Get the ring.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You can't pay the neighbors on either side of you $2,000 each to make sure they're looking through the curtains with binoculars? Come on.
It's a little strange, isn't it?
It's beyond strange.
It's a little strange.
He's doing it. He's buying fancy watches and jewels, and he's packing this house up with exotic things, and then what he's doing is claiming them. With the insurance. That's what I think's going
but
on.
Why would he do that if he got $42 million right now?
He was smuggled from Cuba to play baseball. He doesn't know any different. He was probably raised that way. He's out to get the hustle. It doesn't matter. Hustler's a hustler. Doesn't matter how much money they have or they make. They always want more.
Well, he's already hustled. He's a does that mean he's an illegal alien in the country being paid $42 million to play baseball?
No, he's got to have citizenship or pathway to citizenship.
The only thing is that you can't come from Cuba to the United States.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's that, I think it's an embargo or something.
Well, where the embargo's with the trade and all that.
Oh, yeah, but you just can't travel.
Not anymore, though, is there?
No, no. You can't come over here and just gain citizenship.
Yeah.
You have to file and you have to. It takes years.
And even just traveling from Cuba to the United States, you can't do that. It happened for like a small sliver of like 1 year right before Obama left office. But before that, you couldn't do it. And now after that you
can't. And Puig was here before all that happened.
Before all that happened. Yeah. So he had to get smuggled in through Mexico.
Yeah.
Into the United States in order for him to come to the United States because he can't just take a direct flight.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So now he has to have citizenship.
Some kind of a temporary thing here anyway.
He's here legally now.
He's here legally, yes.
To make that kind of money.
But I can't believe this. And it says here that the suspects in their 20s fled the scene in a black Toyota four-door vehicle with downtown LA license plates. What does that mean when you have a downtown LA license plate? How would they know that?
Does it say, like, downtown Ford on it?
Yeah. I mean, was there a plate? Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know how they know that. Anyway, alarm trigger was set off. Police got the call. They went out there, but it was too late. They were gone. Something stinks about this. He's doing it to himself. That or he needs to get better friends, or he needs to quit calling his relatives from Cuba to come stay the night with him, because this whole thing stinks.
Is there any way possible it could be the same people doing it over and over again, knowing he's got crap security?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. If you kept walking into a bank and you just kept going in there going, hey, give me money, and they gave it to you, would you keep going back?
You gotta wonder. You get away with it successfully four times in the same month. You probably got yourself a lifelong or longer robbing house.
Do we take a wager? Does it happen a fifth time? Does it happen five times? Because now,
and if it does, do we have something to look at? Like if it happens five times, is he clearly guilty of robbing himself?
Yeah, is it five same house? Because he could have different houses.
Well, you know, the first time it happened at a Sherman Oaks house, then he moved, and it's happened three times at the same house. So everywhere he goes, people rob him.
That seems so peculiar.
Yeah, and he's a big dude, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's no small guy.
That seems so bizarre. What kind of cool stuff does he have that he's keep getting robbed?
Well, now nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. I got it all.
Yeah. Hey, why would you furnish a house or even bring stuff home if you're going to get robbed that often?
I wouldn't. Not anymore.
I sleep on a futon.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'd stay in a hotel. I wouldn't even buy a house anymore. He's got 40-some-odd million bucks. 93 minutes. Nonstop commercial free. We'll start it for you next. Hang on.